For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, in the midst of all the talk about new wash day products, the biggest news of all is the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard all about no-rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no-rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no-rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. That's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves your rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. Now, Oxidol can do this because it reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Faye's been waiting all week for a letter from Spencer. It's a little lonesome being suddenly cut off from a person after a whole month of being together, being so happy together. At least Faye was happy. And now she wants the assurance in writing from Spencer that he was happy too. And that's exactly what we hear about today. Right now, it's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we find Faye at the house telephoning. She's just called the lumberyard, and it's Shuffle who answers. Listen.
Perkins Lumberyard, Shuffle Shover speaking.
Shuffle, good morning, and hello, and how are you?
Why, it's Faye. Well, tarnation, you make it sound like it was a good morning.
Well, of course it is. In fact, it's a wonderful day, Shuffle.
Anyone listening to that bright, chipper voice of yours couldn't figure no difference.
Shuffle, is Ma there?
No, Faye, not right at the moment she ain't. Ma went over to the bank. She ought to be back in a little while. Anything I can tell her for you?
Well, I do have a message for Ma.
Okay. I'll give it to her as soon as she comes in.
No, sir, I'll give Ma this message myself.
Sounds like it might be some mighty good news, Faye. Now, let's see.
Oh, you stop being a detective, Shuffle. I'm not going to spoil the surprise. You tell Ma I'll get in touch with her later, will you?
All right. I'll just go ahead and bust with curiosity, but I ain't saying a word. Goodbye, Faye.
Goodbye, Shuffle, dear. Some mighty good news. Shuffle, I bet you guessed it's a letter from Spencer. But what's so good about it? It's very ordinary letter, isn't it, Mrs. Faye Henderson? My dear Faye. Very formal, my dear Mr. Grayson. Oh, I can hear that correct yet warm tone of voice.
My dear Faye. Words are my business. And as you know, I'm a wonderful businessman. But every time I've tried to write you this week, the words weren't enough.
A postcard would have been enough. You bum, better than keeping me waiting.
I resent sending words across the miles. I want to send at least a whole caravan of white elephants laden down with rubies and diamonds and cloth of gold. Which reminds me, I have sent your mother a little gift for the house.
Oh, Ma, Rilby, please.
Not rubies or diamonds, and not a white elephant either, I hope.
Why not? An elephant never forgets.
Words. We use them at the office all day long. Colossal, magnificent, stupendous. No, I'd rather say I had a good time with you, Faye.
Did you, Spencer?
I can tell you the headlines, as we do in advertising. Church bells on New Year's Eve, the movies on Main Street, a dance record at the Sugar Bowl, two cups of coffee at Al's Diner.
And why doesn't the coffee taste the same in New York?
No, it doesn't taste the same here either since you left.
If this letter doesn't make much sense, it's because my mind is on a sales campaign. The rule in my business is never sell a product, sell yourself. How do I sell myself with a girl like you, Fanny?
You're doing all right, Mr. Spencer Grayson, as if you didn't know.
I have an idea. I'm going to put it on the fire, let it set overnight, and write you tomorrow. Until soon. Adios. A bientôt, Spencer.
Until soon. Adios. A bientôt. Three languages, and all he can say is goodbye. Still, it is a pretty nice letter, isn't it? My dear Faye, words are my business, and as you know, I'm a wonderful business.
Now our scene changes. Let's leave Faye to read her letter for the umpteenth time and see what's going on over at the lumberyard this morning. It's just a little while later as we look in on the office and we find Shuffle checking some order sheets and Willie frowning industriously over a pile of papers in front of him. Listen.
Shuffle, I got an idea. Have you ever thought how we don't spend no money around here on advertising?
So you're worrying how to spend more money, huh? Most folks are just satisfied working to make more money.
You got to spend in order to make. That's advertising. Like Mr. Grayson said to us when he was over to the lumberyard last week.
On that again? Ever since Mr. Spencer Grayson paid us that visit here, Mr. Willie Fitz has been fancying himself some kind of a board of directors.
We've got to expand, Shuffle. Get new customers. Now, my idea, we print up this card, see? It gives our name and address.
Willie,
and,
how many lumber yards have we got in this town? One. That's us. What's the address? Lumberyard. Everybody knows where that is.
Never mind, everyone knows. Maybe there's a stranger in town.
Stranger in town don't need no lumber. Unless you figure he's looking for bed and board.
Oh. Gee whiz. How much can it cost us to print up a little card? It gives our name, address, and phone number, and right underneath comes the motto.
What motto?
The one I just made up. Listen. You've got our number. We've got your lumber. See? That way nobody gets us mixed up with the competition.
A motto's always got to be in Latin, Willie, like e pluribus unum.
E pluribus unum means one out of many, you dope. And there ain't many lumber yards around here. There's only this one.
So, where's the competition?
What competition?
The competition that you've been making up so you could spend money beating it. Oh, there's Ma. Hello, Ma.
Hello, Shuffle. Willie, dear.
Hi, Ma.
Land, there was a lot of people at the bank this morning. I stood in line near 20 minutes. Well, looks like you've been busy here, too.
Well, I've been getting a real education, Ma, from Vice President Willie Fitz, the advertising expert.
What?
Anytime Mr. Spencer Grayson needs an assistant... speaking of Mr. Grayson, Ma, Faith called you a little while ago and said you had some kind of a message.
For Mr. Grayson? Oh, you mean she heard from him, Shuffle?
Well, she wouldn't tell me, but she said she'd call back, and she sounded real happy, Ma.
Oh, isn't that fine? I hope that's what it is. Fan me was talking about Mr. Grayson only yesterday.
Only yesterday? In our house, that's all Evie talks about every day.
Well, we happened to meet that friend of Mr. Grayson's in the street. You remember...
Oh, yeah. The fellow that works over at the diner.
That's the one.
Uh-huh.
Tom Wells. I thought he was a real nice boy, Shuffle.
Did you, Ma?
So polite and helpful. Faye was carrying a bag of oranges. The bottom broke through, and we had oranges rolling all over the street. And this Mr. Wells, he picked them up and carried them all the way home for us.
Well, I can't imagine a fellow who wouldn't be glad of a chance to go after oranges for Faye, or follow the two of you home, or do anything else that might please you.
Why, thank you, Sheffield. But Mr. Wells is more, shy type, I guess. He doesn't try to please people. Yet he struck me as pleasant.
I understand he's one of them boys that had it kind of hard since the war. Didn't Mr. Grayson say so?
Yes. Yeah, he looks poorly, too.
What's he doing here in Rushville Center anyway, Ma?
Well, he said something about traveling for his health, Willie.
Gosh, working at Al's Diner ain't no rest cure. And it certainly is a queer job for a captain in the Air Force.
Yeah. Seems to me that there ought to be something folks could do to make men like Tom Wells, who sort of lost themselves during the war, find a place in the world again. A place where they was needed and, loved.
Now, Ma, don't you go clucking after no more stray chickens.
Mr. Wells would be the first to shoo me away. But it wouldn't hurt if all of us was to be, you know, friendly to him, should we get a chance.
Sure, Ma. You know, Spencer Grayson asked me to look him up over at the diner, and I'm going to do it, too.
Oh, that'd be fine, Chef. But folks always take to you.
Hello, everybody.
Where's Faye?
Well, hello,
Faye. Oh, I'm so glad you dropped in, dear. Chef, I said your phone.
Yeah, this is our lucky day. Sit right down. Let me take your cook for you.
Oh, thank you, Chef. I'm not staying long. Hello, Willie.
Hi, Faye. Gosh, has anything happened? You look so...
You look so sparkly, like a snowflake on a pine tree, Faye.
Oh, well... No, nothing's happened. I just stopped by to give you a message, Ma.
A message for me, dear?
Yes. Well, Spencer says he's sending you a little house present.
Spencer says?
Oh, that is, he wrote it.
Oh, then you got your letter.
Yes. Matter of fact, I did get a letter.
Sweet Jerusalem.
Well, gee whiz, that's swell. Have you got it with you, Faye?
Yes, I just... happen to have it with me.
Stand back. Don't crowd around, folks. Maybe we'll all have a chance to see this here letter.
Stop it.
Ladies, now you can save rinsing work and get your clothes sparkling clean, too. For new deep cleaning Oxidol is designed to wash clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Well, the first letter from Spencer Grayson has arrived at last. Pretty nice letter, didn't you think? Well, we'll hear what the folks think about it on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.